Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Today, Dave and Bethley continue their series on family success. Maybe someone invited you to listen to the broadcast for the first time. Well, I can assure you, you won't be disappointed. Dave and Bethley are the real deal, and I know you'll have some answers by the end. So why don't we join them right now?
We're talking about family success, and we're several weeks into this family success thing.
Number six.
And we don't want to belabor any points, but we do want to be as thorough as we can be, because training our children and having success in the home is one of the most delightfully blessed things you will ever enjoy in life.
Yes.
And Beth and I have just been overwhelmed at how good God's been to us. We haven't been perfect, but it is such a delight right now to have a junior hire on the right path, a happy junior hire, and
yes.
It's great to have a senior in high school that is happy, and he's becoming a man. He's capable. He's growing. He's maturing.
Right.
He's headed in the direction of serving God with his life.
Yes.
What a delight it is to have a college kid that's engaged and planning for life and training for life. And and then our two that are married, we're just overwhelmed that they're serving our God, that they're on their own now doing right. So moms and dads, this pays off. Some of you are raising a little one and you got a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old or maybe three or four little ones in your life. You're like, oh my goodness. But the years will fly by.
Yes, they do.
And when you come down the road, it's wonderful.
Yes.
And so when we want you to have family success. So we've been talking about many things. And last week we began the series or the thought here about teaching obedience.
Right.
And we talked about expectation and how that you need to have goals. What do you expect? Do you expect instant obedience, or are you okay with saying it five times? When, when do you want them to obey, and how do you want them to obey? And what may be important in your family may not be important in somebody else's. There's no family should be your standard. The Word of God should be your standard.
Right.
And there are families we know that would do any number of things that Beth and I didn't do with our children, but in their family, their training, their background, their influences, sometimes they're more sensitive about an area than we were because we're all different. We're all growing. We're all learning. But all of us want to succeed with our family. So our children need to know what we expect, and they learn what we expect by our continual explanation. We are always reminding them. That was the word I use, reminding them when they're younger especially. No, we obey first.
Right.
Johnny, we obey first. Sarah, we obey first. We obey first. We obey happily.
We didn't have a Johnny or a Sarah.
Right, I know that. It's a good illustration nonetheless.
Yes, it was.
So
sorry.
You're always someone's feeling humorous. And we're just always trying to explain.
Right.
Always trying to explain. Always trying to remind.
Or just bringing them back to the fact that we obey first and fast with a happy face.
And as they get older, the explanation can be more detailed and so that our children know the why. Why do you not allow them to have social media? Why is it that they can't spend the night there? Why why do they have to carry their Bible to church? Any number of things can fall into place there.
Yes.
So then what we talked about, and this is where we want to spend the rest of the day today, is the word correction.
Correction.
All negative behavior has to receive correction.
Yes.
And our job as parents, and people get, how do I say this? People can get really weird about this one. Like Beth and I were in a conference years ago, and a speaker said, and this was, you know, like it's supposed to be a shock value statement. You know, well, he said, you know, this parenting thing is really hard. Even God, who is a perfect parent, had children who rebelled. And the idea there was you should just expect your kids to rebel and good luck. And hopefully at least one or two of yours will turn out okay. And I thought on that for the long, what in the world? It's true that God is a perfect father.
Yes.
That's not deniable. It's also true that God's children rebel.
Yes.
Because for all have
sinned
and come short of the glory of God. But one of the things I've always noticed about God is he corrects disobedience. He always does. And you can either correct it on your own by going to his word and allowing his word to lead and guide your life, by listening to the Holy Spirit, by responding in a preaching service. Or the Bible is very clear that as a child of God, there comes a day in your life, God will correct it.
Yes.
You will suffer the consequences of your negative behavior. Mm-hmm. So moms and dads, don't let some off-the-wall, odd statement discourage you from training and correcting your children.
Right.
You're not a perfect parent, but you are called of God to correct your son and daughter.
Right.
So that they learn obedience and have a happy heart and live for God all the days of their life. We gave you last week the verse that says, correct thy son and he shall give thee rest. He shall give delight. Yes. Bethley read that for us, and she reminded us of the verse that says, foolishness is bound in the heart of our child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to start today with Proverbs 23 with a verse that's a little difficult.
Yes, culturally.
It culturally offends our sensibilities because it uses the word, the phrase, beat him with the rod. Mm. And I just want to define the word right up front. It does have the idea of to spank because it means to strike. It means to spank, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But it's a word that's even bigger than just spanking. It has the idea of to conquer or to subjugate. To conquer is the word I like. Because we even use that word in that same. Some people are so offended by this word, but we use it all the time. My son will say, "Oh my goodness, Florida Gators beat Auburn or whatever."
Right.
Or somebody will say, "You know, my team beat such and such team," or "My son beat." Well, you know, if you took that literally, your son, why are you celebrating that your son, you know, beat somebody? Well, it means they conquered. They won. And this word beat him with the rod, this phrase is an awkward phrase. It's very specific in its meaning, but it's not nearly as negative as the culture we live in wants us to think it is. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's not intended to be negative at all.
Right.
It's the way God has chosen and helped us to know how to train our children to be obedient. Mm-hmm. So read those two verses for us, sweetheart. Proverbs 23:13 and 14.
It says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beat him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shall deliver his soul from hell.
That's tricky, isn't it? Mm. That just sounds so...
It does. It doesn't sound right to, especially in our American, 2020 minds. Yeah. No, we wouldn't think that way at all. And even as a Christian parent, you would not want to think of actually beating your child. But in the way that David just explained it, conquering, we are going to win this battle over obedience. So that if you directly disobey me, we're going to have some correction that will show you that mom and dad are going to win and you will be obedient.
Yes, and because of the way that phrase in its modern usage, that word,
yes.
It does have a negative connotation because he's not saying here that any dad or any mom has a right to beat their child.
No.
Child abuse is always wrong. Beating a child,
absolutely.
Smacking a child, demeaning a child, locking a child in a room, kicking a child, bruising a child, damaging a child is always wicked, is always perverted, is always wrong.
Absolutely.
And furthermore, it's illegal.
Yes, it is.
There's no way around it. It is illegal. Mm-hmm. And a dad, if your idea of training a child is you get angry and you smack a child up the side of the head, then you are illegal and you are wrong.
Right.
You're absolutely, that is not what he's talking about here. He's talking about winning our children and conquering their error so that our children with a happy face and a happy heart and a loving, tender Christ-likeness will serve the Lord all the days of their life.
Right.
And so that is our goal here. And here's another verse. Drop down there, sweetheart, of Proverbs 29:15. Do you see that one on our list?
Let's see I do.
Yeah, read that one for us.
The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself brings his mother to shame.
Notice that he combines the rod and the reproof. I've often said one of the ways to look at that is speaking and a spanking. Mm. If you can correct your child simply by speaking, then you've won.
Absolutely.
You have beat the enemy.
That's right.
You've won.
You've conquered.
So, you know, you may be able to say to your son, "Hey, son, don't do that again." And your son says, "Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy." Mm-hmm. Or she says, "Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy." And it's over. Mm-hmm. Because you just, by speaking, gave your child wisdom to know how to handle, this is wrong, this is right, don't do wrong again.
Right.
If you won, then you've won. There's no reason to follow up with that or to get all bent out of shape over that. Speaking is part of the training process. Talk to your children.
Right.
And remind them and correct them with your voice. Don't get angry. Mm-hmm. Don't blow up.
Right.
But you can say very firmly, in a controlled way, say to your son, "You may not do that."
Right.
And the change of tone.
Right.
The sincerity and the seriousness. Mm-hmm. So he says here, reproof gives wisdom, but he also says the rod.
Yes.
And that is true, that it does involve a spanking. Now, you know, if you're of any age at all, that there was a time in our culture where spanking was considered the very normal part of training a child.
Right.
It really wasn't until a few years ago that men like, you've heard of Dr. Spock and men like that, mm-hmm. came along and said, well, there's no way you should ever, ever, ever spank a child. That is a negative matter. The weird thing is that prior to the teaching that spanking was wrong, children were happier. Mm. Children were more thankful.
Right.
Children were very successful in life. Mm-hmm. They were hard workers. Many of them were married easily by the time they were in their early 20s at the latest, right. Had a family, had a home, had a house, had a car, mm-hmm. Had a full-time job. Mm-hmm. We in our culture changed and said, well, we're not going to do anything. We're just going to let our children figure it out on their own. We leave them to themselves.
Right.
And mm-hmm. the results have been devastating.
Right.
Our public schools, teachers will quit because I can't control the children. You can't True. Teach children that will not obey.
Right.
And it's just a devastating. I know men who are bosses, who own businesses, and in the business, they're struggling because they can't.
Right.
They can't keep employees because there's mm-hmm. a kid who will not obey.
Right.
And do you want to buy food from a business where the kid working there will not obey the laws of the health department?
No.
And so this has massive ramifications.
Yes.
And basically, let's just talk about it. If your child knows what you expect, let's say, and I would say this about spankings. I think spankings are biblical, mm-hmm. but not everything is a spanking matter.
True.
Life is filled with accidents.
Yes.
Children spill things at the table.
Yes.
They say things they shouldn't say. Mm-hmm. Not everything's a spanking matter. So right. you simplify it down to correction. The word is correction. Mm-hmm. In our home, disobedience was a matter of correction.
Yes.
And a lying
yes.
was a matter of correction. Unkindness. Mm-hmm. Unthankfulness. Mm-hmm. And our children knew that. If you break this command, if you go beyond this, you know, law,
right,
then there will be ramifications to that.
Yes.
And spankings were normal in my life, and Bethley's life and yes. all of our friends. Our parents spanked us, and even neighbors would do it. Back in those days, when I was in elementary school, our teachers would spank us. Mm-hmm. The principal would spank us.
Right.
Then they would write a letter home to your parents and tell your parents what happened, and your parents would spank you because you don't you go to school and get in trouble. You don't do that. Yes. You're my kid. My kid doesn't go to school uh-huh. and get a spanking. So how do you do it in this generation? Well, first of all, you're going to have to be very wise about it and very aware of the fact that in our culture, there are many folks that will frown upon it.
Right.
And maybe you have to do it exactly correct, very, very wisely.
Yes.
And see, I would say in the privacy of your home.
Yes.
I would say you choose a pediatrician that agrees with you about training your child, a Christian doctor that mm-hmm. will encourage you and help you. I had one guy write me recently, and he said, there's no way we could do that because my kids have a teacher at school that if they did that and they told their teacher, they'd report me. I personally then would put my kids in a private school because correcting my child so that my child will grow up to love God and live for God and serve God right. is worth whatever price I have to pay right. to get my child to that place. Mm. And the idea, too, is that you parents of teenagers, this is about young children. If you teach your child to obey when he or she is 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, there's no reason that you're going to have to be punishing the child with the rod
right.
when they're 15 or 16. And that just makes kids angry. That embarrasses them. That frustrates them. Can there be a place for that? I suppose so.
Yes.
But it ought to be a massive exception to the right. rule. These are right. things you want to win when they're pretty small.
Hey, this is Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to Dave and Bethley's continued series on family success. I hope you've been blessed by what you heard today, and I hope you'll join us next time as we continue this important series on family success. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just go to keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening. And remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIO Radio Network.